Are people leaving religion behind? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In one of the most religious regions of the world, this question's increasingly relevant. On the opposite end of the spectrum, Keys for Kids has a fun way for children to learn more about God. It's quite a story to tell. More in just a moment. But first, we'll start with a question. Is Islam losing its place in the Middle East and North Africa? Findings from a recent BBC survey note this trend among thousands of Arabs living in the region. In the past 6 years, the number of people identifying as non-religious rose from 8 to 13%. MNN spoke to Mike Ansari from Heart for Iran about the study.
Most Iranians are calling us and telling us that Islam is bankrupt. That's their understanding. They are seeking different meanings to life, to spirituality, to understanding who God is. So I'm not surprised at all to see these changes take place not only across Iran, but also across the Arab world. I think it's about time.
Technically, Iran's not part of the Arab world, but that doesn't stop God. He's moving in hearts throughout the region.
The Islamic trends across Iran and the Arab countries are diminishing and are being replaced by a true thirst for understanding who Jesus is and was in that region. The first millennia of Christianity did not happen in Vatican or in the West or in Europe. The first millennia of Christianity happens in Middle East.
Learn more about Heart for Iran's work at our website.
These trends that we're looking at, I believe, are indication of people asking the bigger question, tell me more about my background, tell me more about my heritage, and then where is my place in this world?
Meanwhile, last week, Tunisia grabbed headlines following two suicide bombings. This unrest is unfortunately nothing new. Rex Rogers with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, cues us in.
And when you look at broader regional statistics, it's something like 60% of the people who live in the region, 24 countries, in some way are affected almost daily by violence or conflict.
As a Christian channel, Sat7 offers a platform for people to pray and find hope.
So what we try to do is broadcast Christian teaching in terms of love and respect for human beings, in terms of the ability to accept people different from yourself, the idea of human rights and freedom, including freedom of religion for all people, and then, of course, God's love and forgiveness and the potential for reconciliation and hope that comes only from Him.
For Christians outside of the region, let's remember
God hasn't forgotten the region, that He's sovereign, that there are Christians, that there is a church, capital C, that exists in the Middle East, never left. It may be oppressed. It may even be persecuted. But they're amazingly resilient in their faith, and we need to pray for them.
Pray for peace in this region and ask God to give the local church encouragement and perseverance. And finally, who doesn't love a good story? Jesus used stories to illustrate his lessons. Teachers use them all the time in the classroom. Why? They help ideas stick. It's why Keys for Kids launched the Storyteller program. Executive Director Greg Yoder.
80% of the world are oral learners. And so when you think that, they're probably not going to read a devotional or read a tract. They're going to listen to something. And they're going to listen to the Storyteller unit.
Storytellers are solar-powered MP3 units loaded with an audio Bible and Keys for Kids stories. Once the project got rolling with English and Spanish, it picked up steam.
We're very excited to share with you that we have in our hands the Albanian, the Arabic, the Greek, and the Macedonian, and they're ready for use.
Why storytellers?
There are 1.3 billion kids around the world who don't know Jesus, and the only thing that's preventing them from hearing about Jesus is having someone tell them. Well, we have a storyteller to be able to do that, and so we're looking for people to fund these things.
It's a plea for help because the requests continue to pour in. As you pray about it, here's one more thing to consider.
Each unit, once they're placed, will probably reach about 150 kids. So when you're actually purchasing one, they're about $40. They're reaching about 150 kids a year. So they do have some really amazing reach.
Mission Network News is service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, or things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.